I'm Hunter Logan, and it's time to stack the pucks. First, with a preview between the Boston Bruins and the Detroit Red Wings. Then we're going to talk about the New York Rangers taking on the Pittsburgh Penguins. Then we'll wrap things up talking about the Vegas Golden Knights taking on the Blues. But like I mentioned from the top, we're going to talk about the Boston Bruins and the Detroit Red Wings. The lines opened up and have remained with Boston at minus 275 and the Red Wings at plus 220. You can get also the Bruins on the puck line, minus 1.5, minus 105 odds. And the over-under for this game is at 6. Now, the Bruins coming in 49-9-12 on the season, 39-24 against the puck line, 26 overs, 31 unders. They're 23-6-2 on the road this season. And obviously, these two teams did play yesterday, so it's going to be Jeremy Swayman in net tonight for the Bruins. The Bruins had a nice comeback win yesterday. We'll get a little bit more into that as we go on in this preview. But talking about Swayman, he's 16-5-7 on the year, a 2-3 goals against, a 9-16 save percentage, two shutouts. I'd say that's pretty good for a backup goalie. They went into this season just trying to split time between him and Linus Ullmark, but obviously, with Ullmark being the presumptive favorite to win the Vezina Trophy, he's become the backup there, and he's a very good backup to have. But the Bruins, they've won 9 of their last 10 games. They beat the Red Wings yesterday 3-2. They were down 2-0 in that game in the second period. And I remember just watching that game yesterday, you just felt once Boston scored that first goal, you were like, well, this game's pretty much over because the Red Wings are going to crumble. And they did, and the Bruins wound up winning that game, and they just don't seem to stop. They're just on a mission, because obviously if you have a team that's able to get a 20-goal score on pretty much every line that you have, you're going to go far. Now, here's something, too, why the Bruins are so good. So the NHL this season has done so many back-to-backs for teams, and obviously having some veteran guys like Bergeron, Marchand, even guys like McAvoy in this lineup, they know what to do with a back-to-back. They're 7-1 in their last 8 on the second of a back-to-back. That is just crazy good. Now, the Red Wings, on the other hand, they were right there in the playoff mix a couple weeks ago, but Steve Yzerman saw them get blown out twice by the Senators and called it quits. They're 29-26-9 on the year, 30-34 against the puck line, 30 overs, 32 unders, 16-12-4 at home. A nice pickup in the offseason, Ville Husso. He's 23-16-6 on the season, a 2.93 goals against, a 9.03 save percentage. He does have 3 shutouts on the season, but like I said, the Red Wings, they were in the playoff mix. Steve Yzerman kind of gave them, hey, if you win this, I'm not necessarily going to go buy, but I'm not going to sell. And then they lost twice to those Senators, so he traded away couple of the best players on the team, like Tyler Berdusi for one, Philip Hronek for another. They've lost 7 of their last 8, 4 overs in that time, so they are, you know, scoring a couple goals here, but they've lost 7 of the last 8 games. It's just kind of been a disaster. And honestly, if you're the Red Wings, though, it's just a good start. It's a good start to learning how to win and learning that it gets harder as the season goes along, because the Red Wings have that nice mix of veteran talent and young players. So not making the playoffs this season, not the biggest deal. They still have a lot of young talent. But in this game, the Bruins, I know they even played yesterday. I usually like teams to not lose back-to-back games if they're playing the same team twice. But that's exactly what's going to happen. The Bruins are going to go in there. I think it's going to be even worse than yesterday. I'm looking at this as a 4-1 Bruins win. So I like the under, but I'd rather take the Bruins on the puck line than take them just on the money line, because there's just not enough value on the money line. We continue to stack the pucks now with a preview between the New York Rangers and the Pittsburgh Penguins. The lines open up in this game with the Rangers at minus 108 and the Pens at minus 111. Shifted around a little bit now with the Rangers at minus 105 and the Penguins at minus 114. You could also get the Penguins on the puck line, -1.5 at plus 195. And the over-under for this game is at 6.5. Now, the Rangers coming into this game, 36-19-9 on the season, 30-34 against the puck line, 30 overs, 32 unders. They're 19-8-5 on the road this season, and they played yesterday. They beat Buffalo, so it's going to be Yaroslav Halak in net for them tonight. He's 8-8-2 on the season, a 2.8 goals against, a 900 save percentage. He was on a streak a couple weeks ago where he won like 6 straight starts, so he's had overall a good season as the Rangers' backup. So it's just nice to have a guy like Halak as the backup, just knowing that you could turn to him, because Igor plays a lot of games. Like, Halak only played 18 games this season. But you need a guy to take a little bit of the load off of Shestark, because that's what Halak is there for. The Rangers, they won back-to-back games. Like I said, they beat Buffalo yesterday 2-1. They kind of got a cheesy goal. Like, Patrick Kane scored, but he was just trying to throw it in front of the net, and it hit a defenseman, and it went into the net, but take him how you can get him. They took the Sabres to overtime. That was actually a fun game to watch. Interesting choice that they put it at 5 o'clock on a Saturday night, but hey, you know how to make the rules. It was a good performance for the Rangers. Shesterkin looked really good. And the Rangers just needed a win to kind of just calm everything down, because the fan base kind of was realizing that they went out, they got Patrick Kane, and then they lost back-to-back games. And they beat Montreal, obviously. But It was just important for them to get a nice win under their belt, and that's exactly what they did. Now, the Penguins, on the other hand, they are such an up-and-down team. They're 32-22-10, 27-37 against the puck line, 29 overs, 30 unders, 17-9-5 at home. It's probably going to be Tristan Jarry in net for them tonight. He's 19-7-6 on the season, a 2.89 goals against, a 9.12 save percentage. He has one shutout on the season. It's just nice to see that he's able to stay healthy and kind of help the Penguins along here, because injury has just been the biggest problem with his season so far. But the Penguins, they've won two of their last three games, two overs in that time. They beat the Flyers yesterday 5-1. That was a really nice, crisp win for the Penguins, because they were coming off of that loss to the Islanders where they were up 3-1 in the third period. Their third period blown lead against the Islanders in a month. So they needed to come back and respond, because it's so weird. They are down 4-0 to the Blue Jackets, come back and win that game, blow a lead to the Islanders, and then blow out the Flyers. Whatever, they're the Penguins. They don't make any sense. They just score a lot of goals. A couple of trends going into this game. The Rangers, 4 overs in their last 6 games, and the Penguins, 5 of 6 home overs. And then also in Pittsburgh, between these two teams, the Rangers are 2-8 in Pittsburgh in their last 10 games playing there. I think that's actually going to keep going. I think the Penguins are going to win this game in a very tight matchup, just because they have their starter going at home, and I'm going to trust a starter over a backup. I think it's going to be like a really tight game, like 4-3. So I think the over is going to hit in this game. We continue to stack the pucks now with a preview between the Vegas Golden Knights and the St. Louis Blues. The lines open up in this game with the Golden Knights at -146 and the Blues at +122. The Golden Knights are slightly heavier favorites now at -152 and the Blues at +126. You can also get the Golden Knights on the puck line -1.5 at +165, and the over-under for this game sits at 6.5. Now Vegas coming in 39-20-6 on the year, 31-34 against the puck line, 26 overs, 34 unders, 18-7-5 on the road this season. And they are having some goaltending issues in terms of injury. I don't believe they're going to want to start Jonathan Quick on back-to-back nights. So if that is the case, it could be Patera in his season debut. Then again, I'm not certain, so I would keep checking daily faceoff just to make sure we know who is going to start in net for the Golden Knights, because they could start Jonathan Quick on back-to-back days. The Golden Knights has the one problem, and they just have nothing but goaltending health issues. Now, the Golden Knights, though, remember going into the All-Star break, everybody was kind of concerned about them. But since then, they've come out and they've been fantastic. They've won 5 of their last 6 games, and they shut out Carolina in Carolina last night 4-0. That is a hell of a win for the Golden Knights. And they're getting contributions up and down the lineup, whether it's Marchessault, Stevenson, Jack Eichel, obviously. They're getting some contributions from guys like Shea Theodore on the back end. Everybody is just contributing and pitching in, and I believe that's the Bruce Cassidy effect, and also the effect of the ownership. I know the ownership there is kind of crazy, and they just want to throw everybody out if they don't win the Stanley Cup, but I believe the players do feel that pressure, and at some point, they have to make the playoffs, and also Eichel has to make the playoffs. Think about that. He hasn't even made the playoffs yet in his NHL career, so that's going to be a huge deal for him. Now, the Blues, they're supposed to be in the playoff race, but this is just a lost season. 28-31-5, 27-37 against the puck line, 36 overs, 20 unders, 14-4-4 at home. Might be Jordan Binnington in net tonight. Like I said, they're also on a back-to-back, so check daily faceoff just to make sure. But if it is Jordan Binnington, he's 22-23-5, a 3.31 goals against, an .894 save percentage. He has 2 shutouts on the season, but he is just a loose cannon, where at one moment, he's playing fantastic, and he's made like 30 consecutive saves, and then the next thing you know, he gives up 2 goals and 4 shots, and he's trying to fight somebody behind the net. He's a loose cannon. Honestly, I think it's amazing for the NHL that they have a guy like this in the league, that you don't know what he's going to do. But the Blues have won back-to-back games. They beat Columbus yesterday 5-2. It was a good win for St. Louis, because obviously, they're going through this transitional period of, they shed off a couple of guys like O'Reilly, Tarasenko. So maybe O'Reilly signs back in the offseason, but they're just looking to gain assets and kind of build around this young team. And they traded for Jacob Vrana from the Red Wings, just trying to add more talent to this team, because this isn't a rebuild, it's a retool. They have some really good players there. There's a lot of positives about the Blues. Think about it, they're only 4 years removed from winning the Stanley Cup. Now, a couple trends going into this one. The Golden Knights, they're 0-4 on the second of a back-to-back, and the Blues are 1-4 in their last 5 home games. So one of these things has to change, and it's going to be the fact that the Golden Knights are going to win a game on a back-to-back. They're going to go into St. Louis. They're going to win this game. I trust them. Even it doesn't matter who's starting in net. I trust the Golden Knights a lot more than I trust the Blues. For more NHL, NFL, and NBA game and betting previews out of the Sports Betting Stack, I'm Hunter Wogan with a Stack the Pucks preview between the Golden Knights and the St. Louis Blues.